Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Saints. I'm Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson, teaching pastor and the author of the book Victory. This is the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. I'm here in the studio with my best friend and our entertainment guru, Mike Warner.
One Chicago!
Halstead's first task as a criminal informant puts a strain on his relationship with Manning. Choi is shocked when the father of Emily's child ends up in the ED. Casey helps reporter uncover the truth behind a trailer park fire. Bowden attempts to make peace with Grissom. Intelligence investigation of a nightclub owner suspected of cocaine distribution is complicated when Ruzek recognizes someone close to him while working undercover. Oh my gosh, we discuss NBC's One Chicago Night. Because it's Wednesday, October 31st. I'm scared it's Halloween.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike!
Yes, glory!
That's right.
There's too much. There's just too much.
Let's just say.
Did I say it all right?
You said it all. So, guys, I know he takes notes. Because Mike doesn't remember names.
Right?
So for him to remember names and story, there's a note somewhere in there.
Yes. Because I'm like, okay, Grissom. All right, Grissom just said this. Okay, that's Choi. That's the Jackie Chan character. Okay. It's
see?
So crazy.
You see? You're just trying to get stuck a moment. You didn't even know it. You didn't even know it. I can't.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
The one where he hits the Jackie Chan. What do you y'all look like?
Oh, that was hilarious. Rush Hour 2.
First you called him Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't even do it.
He's like, boom, gotta. Y'all look alike. I love it. Just punch people to punch them. Oh, glory. It's a lot going on, Blizz.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Are they just trying to get Choi to kill someone in the ER and make that ironic?
I don't know, because Choi doesn't kill people, so I don't think he has a death on him yet.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because he's always by the book.
Okay, so he knows. So the book,
well, like the book is possible. Yeah, because April is by the book as well.
Right. Yes.
So
she's the one who controls who's in there, or that's the tall, skinny lady who is a mean girl.
No. So April is Choi's girlfriend.
No, I'm talking. Oh no, not hers. Yeah, but she's good.
But she knows
she's hard on him though. He can never be right by her.
No. The thing is,
ever
when she was like the lenient or the it's okay doctor,
right?
He's like, you can't be like that,
right?
So now that she's taking his advice and not being these okay moments, he can't deal with it. But he's the one that changed that.
I got you.
When she was lenient to who he was because she's the nurse and he's the doctor,
right?
There was like an episode last season or season 4. He's like, listen, you just can't let it go because we have a thing. Like, you still need to be who you are. So that's who she gotta be, the nurse.
Makes sense then. Because I'm like, he cannot please this chick.
No, yeah, he
needs to just break up with her.
Well, he needs to stop. That's the thing.
Because they're not a couple.
But he's mixing the emotion of work.
Right.
With his relationship.
Yes. You
and
know
that's
why?
That's the problem.
Because for men, let me just break down Dick Wolf. Because you clearly have a problem with these arrangements. So let me tell you how life is. You're too busy writing storylines for how the law sucks. Listen, men do not compartmentalize.
They don't. No.
We are who we is. And if we, schmacking in the bed at night, and we're during the day smacking and helping people be a blessing in the ER, we're not differentiating the shellacking.
Yep.
Okay, we are who we is all the time.
Yes.
And it's not healthy at all, in the least, to be one way at one place and one way with
another
person, with the same person in another place. So they need to let that storyline part go. They need to break up because they're not a couple. She doesn't love him unconditionally the way he is, and he don't love her unconditionally the way she is. Because you can see it in his eyes every time they have interaction. He's trying to like what is
change
it?
Her
why
or
don't you love him? Like what do you want to do? What do you think is right? Every time when I go one way left, you want right, and that's why he finally told her a few episodes ago.
Yeah, he did say.
He's like, when I didn't want to let her in, you were like, let her in. Now to let her in, you want me to tell her to let her go or whatever, vice versa. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm like, break up. There's a whole other people in the ER who want to be with Jackie Chan.
Oh, can I say this too? Where is Dr. Sexton, April's brother?
Yes. Is he not in the series anymore?
Like, we didn't get no write-off. So, where you at, Dr. Sexton?
He must be in the
bathroom.
I'm going to
tweet him tonight. Yes. Because I've been waiting because he was in it in the beginning.
Or maybe he's with that father trying to get money for something he wants.
I can't do it.
No?
But I will say, Bernie's story.
Okay, which one's Bernie?
Bernie's Emily's baby daddy.
Yes. First of all, he will always be Dexter to me. He was the Diane Dexter who was the blood analyst.
Yes.
And he was so hilarious.
Well, let me just say.
So, he could do nothing wrong. I mean, he could have came up with five mamas.
Really?
I would have been like, it's fine. He's just a guy. But no, but in that, if that's that character, he's a jerk.
Come on. Like, first off, you didn't tell him.
At all.
Like, at least give it a heads up.
That's why I love when Troy was like, you need to come and get these paperwork filed.
Yes. I love. Emily, get over it.
Yes.
Okay? You broke the rules. You dated somebody from AA.
Thank you. You're not supposed to do that. And you did someone from AA.
Yeah, like you went all the way with that.
You don't put AA penis in your AA vagina. You don't do that. And it wasn't even with a raincoat on or something.
And he was old.
That's what I'm saying. Man is 79 years old. I mean, Richard Simmons calls him young. You know what I'm saying? Just stop it. So, what I don't like, and I always like don't like it because I think, personally, I take offense because I was a kid who, what's it called, snitched, got stitches or ditched or whatever, whatever it is. So, I don't like that he brought her there to see the truth, and she's mad at him.
Yes.
Instead of
being mad at what's going on.
At him.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to be with him because that's his dad.
But you can't be with him because his wife ain't going nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. And then even in that moment when the wife was mad at the girl and the girl's mad at the wife, get mad at him.
Yeah, I know. They both mad at each other. And he's sitting in bed like, hey.
Yeah, like, this is good.
I got it like this.
No, you don't got like nothing. That wife left you so fast.
Yo.
She goes, let him change her diapers. I love that. I wanted to give that wife a high five. And then part of me said, no, for better or for worse, you should have had a conversation with him.
So
I was torn. I was torn.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted the wife to say to him, I wanted them to have a conversation. Like, listen, let me talk about this. Now, what the flip was you doing? Were you not happy with me? Were you not happy with yourself? Did you have a moment? Did you fall down, break an egg or something? What happened? And then he could tell her, and then she could be like, okay, this is something we can go past.
Maybe if he was a bigger character on the show.
Right.
We would have got that.
Yeah, but get some kind of, because he's going to be a character if he's going to stay with the girl who's on the show.
We'll see.
So we had to get that cleaned up.
Yeah.
And she should have said to him.
This time.
So they should have said, we'll get a divorce, because I would get a divorce. If my wife slept with someone else, it's a done deal. I already told people this. It's whatever. People say you can forgive in Jesus' name. I will. She's gone, also in Jesus' name.
That's what I will say. Will, man up, bro. You got so scared over nothing. Ain't no one saw you do nothing. You the one making it all hot for yourself. Shut up.
Right.
And you lying to your wife. I'm sorry. I understand what the lady from the cop said. Like,
right.
Certain things. To tell you they're doing the house check.
Right.
So I get it. You omit some things. Omitting is still lying.
It is lying.
So.
And your wife can't be compelled to thing against you anyway.
Because you're not married yet.
Right. Oh, they're not married?
No.
Oh, that's what they're getting married.
It's pillow talk. So it's still here, so they can't bring it to court.
They can bring that to court if they're not married.
Oh, then they couldn't do pillow talk like between the spouses.
No.
Whatever.
He should still tell her.
My thing is
and trust her enough that she's not going to go and
she
tell
her
to the
mouse runner.
Thank you.
And she'd probably be happier knowing you're cleaning up Chicago.
Thank you. And you know what it's doing? If he doesn't tell her the truth, is that now she won't trust him for other things.
Yeah.
Because her antenna went up.
It did.
And you gotta calm and assuage that antenna. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be.
Especially when she was like, your phone?
Right.
The errands? Those two dudes that came in? Like,
she had it all.
Watching everything.
He's like, well, you see, what happened was Garfield was on, and I like lasagna. She said, what the fool? What the mess? I was waiting for her to say, what in the writer's room is going on around here? This is the Tivo Mike Show.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving? And let the paranoia haunt you? Everybody like confidence. Everybody like confidence. How many times our potential was anonymous? How many times the city make me promises? So I promise this. I'm gonna do it till I get it right. I went to war last night. I've been dealing with depression ever since an adolescent, ducking every other blessing. I can never see the message. I can never take the lead. I can never bob and weave. Give my story to the children and the lesson they can read. Dreams of reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down. The wind can cry now. Strong in me, I still smile. I love myself.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. Let me just give you some people. Tell the truth.
That's right.
Don't tell. I want to put a post on social media that's a picture. And it's going to say, tell blank truth. And then it's going to say, your. And it's going to be crossed out with one line and replaced with the.
Okay.
So not tell your truth. Tell the truth. Because a liar's truth is a lie.
This is true.
I mean, people say, well, liars shouldn't lie. But they're liars. They lie.
Exactly.
Of course they lie. Obvious, they lie. They're liars. That's why we call them liars, because they lie. So, that's their truth.
Yes.
So, he needed to tell the truth.
Correct.
Because even when he says that, and she kind of goes, oh, well, that makes more sense than it laid down. I go, hold on. How come he ain't wearing a shirt? She's wearing a negligee. And they're going to bed, and she doesn't hold on to him and snuggle. Because something in her is saying, he still didn't tell me the truth. And there's a block. Because let me tell you something. The natural tendency, if you a couple, and you in the same bed, it may not be to get it on every night like I'm going to do, okay? But it's at least a touch.
Yeah.
You're going to hold each other because you want to stay warm. It's Chicago. And you hold on, oh, glory. And you go to sleep. But something in her said, he said something that sounded true, but there's something, and there was like a division, a
yes.
wedge in his relationship. Because he just lays there straight up looking. He doesn't turn toward her, and she's kind of turned toward him, but not crossing that barrier. And it's almost like a good director,
yeah,
like said, okay, here's how we're going to end the scene, because this is a subtle way of explaining to the audience that this character still doesn't fully believe or trust her husband, or
That's
future
right.
husband.
That's right.
That's the stuff I kind of notice now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because you wouldn't you naturally, like, you know, put your hand
or at
something?
Least,
or,
at least for the moment. Or,
yeah, because maybe not stay that way, because, you know, when you're sleeping, you wake up, you're on the bed and fell off the floor or whatever. People are weird. But going to bed, it would have
yeah.
been a connection. Anyway, I'm just saying, especially because they're newlyweds. They're
yeah.
getting ready to be, that's when they're most lovey-dovey.
Yep.
They're not 30 years into the marriage. When
right.
they just talk, anyway.
No, you're right. You're right.
Stick to your truths.
Yeah.
The truth.
The truth. Now.
So much.
Fire.
Fire. That's what I need. Okay, we'll get a fire one.
All right.
We'll get fire one. Do we have anything to... Well, let's transition to... We're going to now talk about fire.
Let me tell you, first off...
Right.
Stephen Boyer, a.k.a. Jerry Gorsh.
Yes.
Favorited a couple of my tweets on Twitter.
Uh-oh. And what is your Twitter?
EGMike84.
Oh,
so I tweeted at him because... I hate to love a character.
Why?
And he is doing such a good job being a jerk.
Oh, I see.
That I hate him, but I love that he's so talented that he could even make me hate him.
Yes, that's the white guy, right?
Yes, that's the one who's giving Bolden all.
He's very.
You know what he did to me that.
He's very good.
You know what?
He stood up to Bolden too.
Yeah, and that's, he didn't take it. He.
Bolden, well, he was scared in the moment, which I liked.
You can see.
He was
it.
Like, oh but my God! But then he was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I mean, I have been a person who could put out a fire,
yes.
but I could put out a Negro. So you better sit your Negro butt down and retire already, bless God.
Oh, man.
Come on, it's getting good.
Listen.
But I love the restraint on Bolden.
Listen.
Because he keeps remembering
Bolden is normally the dude who just, like, lets it go.
Yes.
See him, like, you know, every time he does
growing.
It, his chest gets bigger. Because one more piece you gotta hold in. Oh, like, and you see it, like,
yes. But what he, but it keeps him in line is the vision for the house.
Yes.
And he's like, do I do what's good for me, or do I do what's good for the house?
And that's what's keeping him from going off the top. I think if he didn't think about the house, he would have punched Jerry already a couple
times. Big time. Or still punch him, just make sure there's no witnesses.
And how bad is it?
He tripped.
Avoided him?
He was walking. Someone didn't put the water sign on the floor, and he fell into my fist four times. It was weird. I went to hold him, but I just snatched him like this, and then he fell against both fists. It was a reaction.
Oh, I can't. And Grissom, oh, such a dirty character.
Wow. It's
went out the back while your boy's sitting in the lobby all this time.
All day. Because even when she said to him, he's gone. And he was like, but he was confused. Like, did I blink?
Yeah.
You know. She goes, he went out. Because you could tell she didn't want to say anything
at
all.
Yeah, she didn't want to be involved.
She feels bad enough to be like, yeah, he walked out the back. He goes, okay, I know how you'll play this.
Yeah.
But now they're going to talk to the dad, who's a friend with someone else. Now it's getting too complicated.
Well, no, what happened is Grissom and Kelly's dad served together. That's why when Kelly's dad left the working or whatever, Grissom became like the father he never had in the fired family.
Okay.
So he's hoping that his dad can just tell this dude, like, yo, he's up.
But why is that? This is a storyline. It's getting too into the weeds.
Well, because we need the guy.
The father?
Tretch Williams.
Oh, okay.
He's been around.
So he needs to be in the show again.
Yeah, so they got to bring him back in somehow, and that's the easiest way. That's their common connection.
I got you. So he was in the show before.
Well, he was on it. He's only been on it Severed's dad, but he had a couple episode arcs.
Oh, okay.
So, because Severed...
I was wondering, because to me that was no context.
His mom and dad broke up in season 2.
Ah.
And the mom is a devout Christian, so she came back one time because she's trying to introduce Kelly to God.
Oh, so
because
Kelly's
his father,
a Christian?
He is, but his father never wasn't as practicing as the mom was.
I got
so that's
you.
What divided it. That's what caused their divorce in the late years.
It does happen. Jesus does say, "I come to divide."
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't believe, you don't
exactly.
believe.
Exactly. Exactly.
And there's nothing more wedge than Jesus. Because this brother be saying stuff.
So,
he said, I be the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And people go, squeeze me? What? We got 102 gods over here. He goes, they're all wrong.
Right.
Jesus is brolic. Jesus is Bolton. And what's the guy's name again?
Gorsh.
And Gorsh is free will of man.
Mm.
And Jesus is the man, but he let us have free will. So most of us are going to Jesus like, you ain't Jesus, sticking our finger in his face. You can't do nothing to me at all. And he's like, yes, I can. I can pull
take
that
a deep
storm.
Breath and
I could just say, you don't exist, and poof, you disappear. I can bring a toad to come flying through your window, go through your ear, and eat you out like the Mummy movie with the bugs. I mean, he can do whatever, but he goes, no, I've given up free will. Must do what's right by my word. But
that's right. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
That's
how I see it when
I'm
watching the show.
And what was the other story that was big in that one?
The other one was the one guy lied. Their battle. What was the other one? The battle between Gorsuch and Bolden. Oh, the firehouse. The bar.
The trailer park.
Because they didn't... Well, the trailer, but that was stupid. The bar, because they were trying to figure out
review.
Who did
yes.
the Yelp review. I love when a drama has a storyline that's hilarious.
Yes.
So the one guy goes up to the guy and goes, did you write a bad review? He's like, no. He goes, okay, my work's done here.
No. He asked somebody at the firehouse, not just a random.
Oh, that's
he asked
right.
another firefighter.
I thought I recognized him. I'm like, wait, are you asking someone?
I was like, what I did like in that scene is Cruz.
I love it.
Cruz sits down with the other guy. I was like, hey.
Oh, God.
Yelp.
Right.
And they start talking about carpet rug cleaning. I'm like, Cruz, that did not help the situation at all.
At all. Oh, I love it. When they finally found out, he goes, hey, I can't get mad at the guy. He loves it that much. He went to chair.
Yes.
Then he whispers something to the guy about his
drink. No heavy pours. He gets just an actual count. I did love Emily
the trailer
Foster.
Park, right. Which one's Emily?
The black girl, the new one.
Yeah,
I like that she. I wasn't
because she likes the other girl. Are they going to get together?
Was a lesbian,
right?
That's the thing. So I'm not sure, but I like that. Brett went to the doctor. And was like, you didn't call her, and the whole test like Brett.
She was like,
late,
that's not that's not the date. It was with her. She's like, and then I like even the guy was like,
he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then he just gives that look like, oh,
yeah.
Lesbians. Okay, Dick Wolf. He loves lesbians and talking about how the law is wrong. Just two things all the time. Just common things.
He just...
just had to get it out there. Whatever. They exist. Yeah. You know. This is the People Mike Show. Do you have the discipline to reach what God wants you to reach? Or else you become mediocre. To get out of your prison of mediocrity, you need drive, you need dreams, you need discipline. Discipline really is the habit of hard work. Amen? It's the habit. Say habit. Success is really a habit. Failure is also a habit. And you need a habit of hard work. There is no success without sacrifice. Say amen. You need, tell somebody beside you, sacrifice. You've got a dream, you've got to sacrifice for that dream.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. Boom shakalaka.
I just love this is so much. And of course, they had the trailer park and they figured out that the manufacturers are wrong. Okay, wow, whoop. But all that was just to get somebody into their pants because they're going to love each other and get married in the next episode. Who cares?
Well, I hope they don't get married because he's still not divorced.
He's not divorced?
And Gabby. Oh, she just left the show. There was no divorce. There was no talk of divorce. So
really?
That's why I liked that they didn't date, like, out officially dating.
Wow.
To see how it was reluctant.
Wait a minute. When she moved out of his house, so they're still married.
They never said, hey, I got a divorce. She just went to Puerto Rico.
So what is he doing helping this chick with this trailer
because
stuff?
They always help. Just like Severide helped the other lady who had the
he
kid.
He did more than help. His eyes were giving her eyes.
But you saw the reluctance in it. He didn't just, because he thought about it, and she was holding his hand like, stay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know what?
And he didn't say, I put a ring on it.
Because the ring left. So.
Yeah, but he still has a ring. Because they married.
Wearing it.
But he's married. So what's he doing?
And that's why, like,
either get the divorce
I'm sure the divorce is going to play out. Mm-hmm. And that's where they're going to, because we're going to get Gabby one or two more times this season.
All right.
And I think that's where it's going to come in.
But you can't be
my issue. Well, they do it. And could they do it with Kelly and Severide, like him and Kid, and then the girl from the past came back and had him playing daddy while he was helping him with the investigation?
Don't make it right.
I didn't say it makes it right.
Okay.
I didn't get the story.
That's what I was going to say before.
Yeah.
When I say it's right or wrong, we're saying what happens.
Exactly. So, I did like how they played out that, and they didn't let it become this whole date thing right away.
Right.
We know it's probably going to become that because Casey needs somebody in his life. Because
she was eyeing him hard.
Oh, yeah. She was definitely.
She was like, I see fire, and it ain't the stuff that we're putting out. Let me just tell you that right now.
I will say, PD.
Oh, PD. Here we go.
Was so, so in it.
Yes.
Like, I couldn't even.
First of all, they start off the show with the newbie shot 9 times in the parking lot.
Yes.
And it's no big deal. They're still, all right, let's go in. Call it in. Boom. Like, did you just kill a dude 9 times?
But let's be real. You shot at 2 cops.
That's true.
When you had 6 cops on you.
Come on now.
Come on. You wasn't trying.
You weren't trying to be discreet.
And
the whole point now is you murdered that lady for nothing. Because
exactly,
the drugs didn't go nowhere.
The drugs didn't go nowhere. Hey.
So it's like she died for nothing. If they would have got there a little earlier.
Yeah. What I will say is I love that we had Eric Balfour. He was the actor.
What is he from?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Thank you.
Well, that's his biggest role.
I remembered him.
So he was the bad guy. Awesome.
First of all,
not
he wasn't
even the bad guy.
Yeah.
He was just caught up in the wrong part of the situation.
I loved, even at the end, when he's like, when the guy says, F you, whatever, and your mother too, or whatever.
Yeah.
And his response, he was so innocent. So like,
what's up, man?
Like, guys, let me work this out real quick.
Like, what happened? And he was like, yeah, let him go. Let's get this done. The deal. He's like, no, I'm just saying, I'm feeling hurt right now. He's like my only dad. What's going on?
Like, I loved that reaction. So, I love that they got to see him.
He didn't die, did he?
No.
Okay, let's make a sure.
But I tweeted him, and he favorited my tweet.
Eric Balfour?
Yes, he did. So, I was like, yes.
Go ahead.
Jack, what's Jack's last name?
I love
He doesn't have
Eric.
Twitter.
Right.
But he's from Heroes.
Good.
He was, remember Hero? Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that show.
He was the cheerleader's father.
Okay.
And that's, I was so excited to see him again.
Okay, that's right.
So, that was cool, awesome. I love how that story played out. I love how as a father.
Right.
He knew his son was cool and protected and he's undercover. But he still felt like he needed to make sure his son was going to be safe. And that's why he went back in.
And see, I hated that.
I hated it
because by him going back in, he put his son's life in danger.
And, but that's the selfish part.
Right.
Like, he thought, okay, I don't want to leave him out. Like, it's like, how can I be a dad and sit outside this potentially dangerous situation?
Right.
And not know for sure everything's okay.
By being a dad.
But how can I not be selfish?
Right.
And let him take care of it because he's a grown up.
Yes.
And he knows.
And they had a plan. They had 9,000 people in there.
Yeah.
All they wanted was the deal. They would have come in,
and it would've been
but
fun.
You came in, messed it up, and I don't know how you thought that was going to be good and how you're going to protect your son, especially when you were caught walking away.
Yeah.
So I don't believe the dad. I think the dad is guilty.
I think
that was his way of playing it off.
Yes.
Boom.
So a lot of
that storyline's going to come back.
That's what it comes into.
Yes. Because I'm looking at the way you look at it now, how I used to take things at face value. And then Mike Warner be like, no, actually, you know, I can't do that.
But my issue with the dad was this. So he went through all that trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be orchestrating more than Eric Balfour's character
Thank
was.
You. Because remember,
so
Eric
was
like the innocent.
Weird.
Eric's like, yo, what's up?
I thought that was weird because he knows Jose more.
Thank you.
So I was like, how come he knows him, but he's just the driver?
And why did he quit?
Thank you.
All you do is quit.
And
how to protect you, you go from being a guard to be the driver. So,
well, you see how,
boom.
You see how you caught it, right?
I caught quick. I said, I've been Warnerized. This is the TiVo Mike Show. We'll be back really quick this time.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
All right, so dads, be dads and just sit by and watch. You don't get involved in every situation.
Be respectful of the boundary of the line.
He's like, yeah, but what? Don't let nobody bully you.
Yeah, you but. Not for all that going on. Bless God.
I pay for karate for you to get bullied.
I'll tell some bulliness. Listen, I can be bullied. He can't be bullied. Amen. So you know what? I can't be bullied. You know why I can't be bullied? Because Jesus is my helper.
That's
and you
right.
Follow him daily. Nah, Sunday only.
The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. And that's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.